Hey lady, I am so freaking jazzed that you're here. My name is Emily and I am a clinical social worker deeply passionate about what's going on in between our ears. I am here to help build up your toolbox against self-doubt, social comparison, and nasty self-talk to help keep you kind to your mind. You know, we all have something going on in that noggin of ours that isn't always kind. So let's put in the legwork and flex those mindset muscles so that we can move the mountains we were meant to freaking move. Let's go. What is up, home fry? I missed you so damn much. I hope that you are doing well. I am popping in your ear holes today because I went over on Instagram and I asked you, as per usual, what you need to hear from me today. And I got an overwhelming response of people saying, Emily, I need the book to come out right now. First of all, dude, I feel you. Okay? I feel you. And that also lets me know that this book that I'm writing with these two incredible women is also so incredibly aligned with what you need in this season of life. And speaking of seasons of life and life's crazy ass transitions, I want us to do a little cleanse today together. And I'm not talking about the internet fads and the bull crap that you see online, right? No, we are going to do an internal cleanse for a new season of life, because I don't know about you, but the seasons change and I feel like my life changes too. And we are looking at the end of summer. We're looking at the school year starting, if we have kiddos jumping into school or we are setting up our class or whatever it is, right? The seasons are changing and I want us to be ready for it. So we're going to look at the four kind of sections of our being, right? Our body, our mind, our space or our environment, and our soul. And I'm going to ask us to do a little cleanse in those areas, okay? First of all, when it comes to our body, let's start at the most basic level, right? As the seasons change and life's seasons change, that tends to bring some stress along with it. Right, so let's make sure that we're taking care of our body. Let's ease into some seasonal sleep patterns, right? Maybe there's a shift in daylight depending on when we are listening to this episode, right? Let's prepare for that. Let's be conscious of it. Maybe we need to start to cook more home-based meals, right? Maybe we need to embrace some of the seasonal activities that are going to be changing, right? At the time that I'm recording this, I'm greatly looking forward to fall and all of the things that it brings with it. That in itself gets my motivation muscle moving a little bit. Maybe you need to cleanse your body by practicing some deep breathing when getting up in the morning and going to sleep. That within itself is a change. You go from conscious to unconscious and conscious again, right? Maybe we need to do a full body check-in and really stop and notice, how have I been carrying myself through this season of life? Notice any tensions that you're holding, right? Where is that tension being held? And release that shit. Let's start this next season of life with a body that's ready for what's to come. Now, can we prepare for everything? No. No, we cannot. Life is going to throw us curveballs. We can't prepare for it all. But this previous season of life probably has done some damage. I'll say it that way. Caused some hardship that we maybe haven't noticed. Right? I know how resilient you are. I know how focused you are. And sometimes we power through a season of life without even noticing the scars that it leaves, the wounds that it leaves us with, the tensions that we've been holding. So let's let some of that shit go. Let's cleanse our body, but let's also cleanse our mind, right? Maybe we need to start journaling regularly. Get that shit regular. People don't preach about journaling because it's cute, okay? People preach about journaling because it is a practice that allows us to get really intentional with what's going on in our minds. I don't know about you, but I personally need different affirmations, I guess I'll call them, or focuses, depending on the season of life that I'm in. So because you press play on this episode today, I imagine you are also stepping into a new season of life right now. So we need to create some seasonal affirmations that make sense for what we're about to step into. I'm also going to ask you to cleanse your mind by doing a good old-fashioned social media cleanse. Unfollow, mute, disable, delete, whatever you need to do. Look back at your previous season that you just experienced. In what ways did social media hold you back? In what ways did social media or the things that you consume on a day-to-day basis make it more difficult for you? Whatever that was, unfollow, mute, delete, disable, you're done. Cleanse it on out of there. Maybe you also need to tune in to some of your previous outlets that have gone by the wayside, that have fueled your mind. For me personally, I am a musical theater nerd, and I know that when I get back to it, listening regularly, jamming out in my car regularly, my mind feels fueled, feels purposeful. So maybe you need to create a seasonal playlist that matches your intentions right now. You probably also need to use that mind to write a seasonal bucket list of activities that bring you joy and goals that you have on your mind, right? Let's cleanse some of that, renew some of that to the state that we're proud of. Maybe we need to look at some sensory details. Let's list your top 10, top 5 favorite aspects of the current season and how you can experience those more. Now, of course, I'm talking about seasonally when it comes to the weather, right? Here in Ohio, I can look at the upcoming fall season and say, you know, I know for myself, something that brings me joy, brings me calm from a sensory perspective, is when I'm able to walk out the door with long sleeves on and not sweat. I don't know about you, but that within itself brings me joy. Brings me absolute joy. When we're cleansing our mind for this change in season, let's also take a look at the way that we've been speaking to ourselves. Of course, shocker, I'm going to ask you to do that. I'm going to ask you to get serious and honest with the way that that's been going. How was it in the previous season? How do we need to cleanse some of that back up to the expectations that you know I have for you? That you know I have for you. No friend of mine is going to speak to herself the way that you have been. Let's get it back on track. Maybe we can also do some seasonal book list things to get us closer to that. Right? Maybe you are the kind of person that needs to hear words from other people. Maybe there are podcasts you need to be more intentional about or books that you've been meaning to read to get you on track. Let's set some of those goals too. Let's recalculate that a little bit. We also need to look at the space that we've been living in. Right? I am guilty of being surrounded by clutter. Okay? And that in itself fogs my view. That in itself makes it really hard for me to persevere and find motivation and do the things when it all stacks on top of each other. I don't want to do any of it. So let's cleanse our space. Maybe you deep clean the living room to release some of that stagnant energy, right? I don't know about you, but I am the person that if things feel too stagnant, oh, I'm not a fan. My motivation goes out the window. Right, so maybe we need to deep clean some of that living space. Maybe we need to declutter and release some unused objects, right? Maybe there are things that you haven't used in ages that you need to let go with gratitude and say, you know what? This I don't need anymore, but someone else does. Let's cleanse that space and also take it as an opportunity to give to someone else. Maybe we can look at the space that we live in and say, okay, how can I refresh this space seasonally when it comes to scents, right? I'm the kind of person where the second that fall hits, I am ready to start getting the pine cones out. You know, those ones that just smell like cinnamon and happiness and rainbows. That's me. That is my go-to, right? Seasonally, how can we appeal to your senses and create a space that makes you feel that? Let's get organized for clarity and for calm. Let's look at those closets and those drawers. Let's clean out the things that we haven't used in a while. Let's switch over our seasonal clothing, right? And I don't make a list like this to stress you out. I make a list like this to give you options. Do I expect that this full seasonal cleanse is going to happen in one day? No. In 1 week? Absolutely not. In 1 month? I don't know. Right, but what are some ways that we can cleanse you out clean for the season that's coming? When it comes to our space, let's also take note of where and when light enters your space. Now, that may seem really specific, okay? The therapist in me says, you know what? Seasonal depression is a thing, my friend. Let's make sure that you're getting the light that you need to be getting. Maybe we hang out in different sections of the home based on the season. Let's be intentional about that too. And lastly, let's do a nice little cleanse of our soul. Okay, what do I mean by that? Well, first of all, I want you to check in with yourself often when these seasonal shifts happen, right? I want you to ask yourself a couple of things. Are you celebrating wins daily? Are you celebrating something daily? Or are you finding yourself in a space where it's all of the things that are going wrong and that soul, that headspace is so fogged right now? What are you celebrating? Let's recalibrate that. Let's cleanse out some of the negativity that you've been holding in your body and let's let it go. Are you honoring your needs for rest, for affirmation, for softness, and for calm? Life is chaotic. Life is chaotic, and it feels like it never slows down. So check in with that soul of yours and ask yourself if you're honoring your needs for rest. Are you honoring your needs to feel affirmed and appreciated? Are you honoring your needs for softness and calm and stillness sometimes? No? Let's be intentional. Maybe we need to plan times to connect with a particular community that makes us feel seen and heard and understood. Maybe there's a group of people that we haven't connected with in a while. And that's that lull that we feel. Our soul says, hey, that's a group that used to fuel me. Or that's an environment that used to fuel me. All right, let's make that a part of our cleanse too. How can we get closer to that, back to that? Maybe you need to do something like I do frequently and write a letter to yourself 10 years ago. Next, I want you to write another to yourself 10 years from now. I want you to get your soul in perspective. Right, cleanse out all of the things that don't matter, all of the mundane day-to-day bullshit that doesn't matter. Cleanse it out and get your soul in the right place. Maybe it's as basic as paying for a stranger's coffee, right? Or leaving a post-it note on a friggin' park bench to encourage someone. Right? Get back to the shit that matters. That makes a difference. So those four sections of our being, let's cleanse them out good. Let's start this next season of life ready and focused on the things that matter. So I want to send you off with some prompts today that might kind of get you started. Okay, maybe you do this in a journal. Maybe you record a voice memo. Maybe you are a weirdo like I am and you sit in your car and you literally verbally respond to these prompts. Maybe you're a weirdo like me and that's how you do it. It doesn't matter, but I want you to think about them at least, okay? I have a couple of them for you. First of all, this season, I want to feel blank. What is it that you want to feel this season? This season, I am actively working towards blank. Maybe write down things and ideas and stories that you are ready to put down this season. What are you ready to let go of? What do I need to pick up or shift this season to be my most honest self? Maybe there are things that you've put down for a while, that you've ignored for a while. What do you need to pick back up again? What desires are arising in me in this current season of life? Where do my wants lie? Where do my needs lie? What do I want to make more time for? What daily shifts might I do to create that time? We only get 24 hours in a day, right? We can't do it all. What do you want to make more time for? What do you want to spend less time doing? What parts of you or stories within you are asking to be seen and known during this season? What parts of you, your skills and your ambitions and your goals, what parts of you are wanting to come out and play this season? What do I fully trust myself in this season of life? Where do I fully trust myself? Where am I doubting myself? Where do I have hesitations? What narratives that I myself am ready to write this season? Now, if you're not as wooey as I am, that might feel a little too creative for you or a little too out there for you. And if so, I get it. On the most basic level, I want you to focus on what you need to pick up, what you need to put down, what you want to create time for, and what you want to spend less time doing. That goes for your body, your mind, your physical space, and that sweet little soul of yours. This next season of life is asking for something different from you. So, how are you going to rise to the occasion? How are you going to show up to this next season? What are you going to do? I hope this got you thinking, and I hope at some point you spend some time doing a good old cleanse for that next season of life, because I know it's going to bring you greatness and growth and hopefully support, if you let me, and fulfillment. And I'm so excited for you. I'm so proud of you, and I hope you are too. If you'd like, which I hope that you would, head on over to Instagram and let me know, hey, how you are cleansing this season to prepare for this next one. I love you, Home Fry. I'll talk to you soon. Dude, thank you so much for including the Kind Mind and this freaking weirdo in your growth journey. If you connected with today's episode, I would love to hear about it. So slide on over into my Instagram DMs at Emily and the Kind Mind and let a girl know, okay? But until then, I will talk to you very soon. I love you so much, and you stay kind to that freaking mind.